The eagle had already gouged out his belly when lightning struck metal at early dawn, and Prometheus, golden-skinned, curly-haired, brown-eyed son of the Mediterranean spirit, slipped his chains, gathered his intestines up in his left hand, and made his way clambering down the mountain path, that long-forgotten trail that once connected gods and men and titans. Behind him, he could hear the ravenous eagle crying out for blood. Every day for 3,000 years, the hungry bird ate his liver, leaving him at night so that the organs and flesh and broken bones grew and knit back together, befitting his immortal nature. In spring, the hideous fowl brought his chicks to peck and pull at the cords of skin and meat. Every bite and tug sent agony through the beautiful Titan's frame, racking him in agony, leaving him spent and yet unable to die. Crying, he ran down in the shadow of overhanging rocks and trees. He ran, muttering to himself, "I have not yet finished. The gift of the gods is incomplete." His father, Iapetus, or his mother, Clymene of the Ocean, if they had seen their son, would have told him to forget his quest, to go to some peaceful place, maybe the Elysian Fields, and hide from the vengeance of the gods. Hiding was the only escape. Even his brother Atlas did not have the strength to defy Zeus and his heavenly host. Prometheus sorely missed his mother and brother, his father and other siblings, but he had gone mad chained to that rock, tortured by the evil bird and the god king's curse. He wanted to hide, to be soothed from the suffering that had been brought down upon him, but he could not forget the job left undone, his misery and man's. "Run away," he said to himself. "Hide down under the earth where Pluto might protect you. Dive down under the ocean of the gods and beg Neptune to hide you." "No," he said then. "I will not cower and beg as I have done for all these centuries. I will not bend my knee, lower my head, or forget my mission. May the gods choke on the caprice of their actions. May they die upon their hallowed mount, forgotten in the minds of their minions." And while the eagle wheeled in the sky, the diminished Titan made his way under shadow of leaf and cover of night until he was away from the land of the gods, arriving where everything is mortal and anyone, even a god, can die. He found himself upon a hilltop. To his right rolled the waves of a great ocean, and to his left sprawled a mortal city with its temporary structures and its people who lived and died without suspicion of the knowledge that they partially comprehended but never knew. The smell of their smoke and feces filled his nostrils and burned his eyes. It was ever this way when gods and titans mingled among humans. Mortals were like animals to those of the higher planes, snuffling and snorting and spraying urine to mark their domain. Los Angeles was to Prometheus like a dunghill is to a swan, dirty and diseased, stinking of mortality. And yet, these were the fallow grounds for the possibility of life.